It's HBR, All Things Considered, and of Dave Lawrence. Grateful for your support and showing that gratitude by sharing some of the fun from our 16 years together here so far. Like the Average White Band's Alan Gorey and Oni McIntyre. They joined us in 2017 in the studio, talking story about working with one of rock's earliest pioneers.
Since we last talked, a major cat passed on. I know Oni at least got the chance to record with Chuck. Chuck Berry.
Keeps coming up.
My ding-a-ling.
I know, but the irony is, it was part of a live album. Robbie and I were asked to do a live show.
Just to back him.
Yeah, just to back him. But there was absolutely no rehearsal before the show, and Robbie kept saying, Chuck, what's the arrangement? Eddie, can you arrangement? You know? What is it? And Chuck's going, when I do this, you start. When I do that, you stop.
Makes it real simple. I guess to fill in a little context, Chuck Berry notoriously shows up to a gig and has pickup musicians for that show. So Chuck didn't bring a band around.
He turned up in his stage clothes.
Right.
With a guitar.
Right, in his briefcase with a...
Not even that. He put the money in his pocket.
Oh, no. I like that. That's
and he wouldn't go on until he had the money in his pocket. So if you look at the photographs closely, you'll see this bulge.
And that's what that is. That's his packing of money.
It is.
Did you show up before him?
Oh, yeah, we were there early because we were already doing a set with the band I was with at the time. And then we were standing there and Chuck walks in and he comes right over and he introduces himself. And I went, hey, Chuck, honour to meet you, man. You know, I'm Oni. He went, you, guitar. He didn't want to know my name or anything. Your guitar. And he did the same with everybody else. I was like, and Robbie's like sitting there, you know, making faces and look. Robbie was a consummate professional.
Right, and he put you in an awkward spot by not letting you rehearse at all, and then you're going to be with this legendary guy.
His take on it was, look, I'm Chuck Berry. You're supposed to know all these songs.
Exactly.
What's the problem? I'll give you the key, and I'll tell you when to start and stop, and that's it.
What's there to rehearse?
Here, what's wrong with this picture we're saying, and he's going, nothing. You know?
I can imagine it. But no, he was a tough customer.
Having said that, I mean, what a showman. What an education in showmanship. He led the entire audience, rules the whole thing. He gets everybody on his side, and we just had to kind of stand there and listen to the performance and how he gets the whole audience going. And then he finished up with Reeling and Rocking.
Oh, he knew how to do it.
Yeah, as far as showmanship goes. But the other stuff, the musical stuff, was he'd be playing like 11 and a half bars instead of 12 bars and 14 bars instead of 12. And his guitar was all out of tune and everything, but it didn't seem to matter because it was the energy and the audience reaction. An amazing experience. It really was.
And when it's over, he's toast, he's out of there, he's got the money.
And I saw him after that. He walked off stage and that was it.
Right.
Apparently he went straight off stage into a car and back to his hotel.
And you never saw him again in your life?
No.
With the Average White Band and grateful for your support, I'm Dave Lawrence on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio.